In New Mexico, there is a strange old museum in White City. Tell me about that.
Oh, it's an amazing place. Very briefly, I've got to tell you the story of Charles White, who founded it. He was an amazing man. He was what I call the best kind of American businessman. He had been a banker before the terrible Wall Street crash, and his bank went down with a lot of other small banks. And Charlie White said, "My investors, my depositors, and my friends, they're like family. I owe it to them." And he worked for years to repay every single depositor at 100 cents in the dollar, and he did it. And then he said, "Okay, now we'll have a holiday." And he took his family with a big camper van up to the Carlsbad Caverns. And he suddenly found that there was no accommodation anywhere near these famous Carlsbad Caverns, which were a big tourist attraction. So he goes into the city office up the road the following day and says, "Does New Mexico still offer land for those who'd like to come and live here?" And it still did in Charles's day. And so what happened? He took 40 acres, which was the allocation, and he set up White's City as close as he could get to the Carlsbad Caverns.
Okay.
And he was a great man who'd been a businessman with terrific integrity, paid off everyone who'd trusted him, and now he was starting again, and I would like to say God prospered his efforts, and White's City became a huge success as a kind of drive-in, stay overnight, you know. And it's built, they built the museum, and they've got a saloon and a theater, and it's almost like going back to the old West and at the same time having a wonderful holiday and looking around Carlsbad Caverns at the same time. So it was a terrific investment. And the museum is the thing that fascinated us. We met Charlie White's granddaughter. She told us the story of what her grandfather had done, and then she took us around the museum. And not knowing that we were unsolved mystery people, she said, "This museum seems to be haunted." And, of course, my ears went straight up into
absolutely.
The air like a hunting dog. And I said, "Oh, yeah?" And she said, "Yes, there's my grandfather's car." And he said, she said, some of my staff don't like coming round here to lock up at night when we've finished, because they see grandfather sitting quite happily. He's a very benevolent spirit. But he sits there in his car as if he's kind of looking out and saying, "I built all this. This is my place." And she said, "So many people claim that they've seen him there." And then she showed us the strangest exhibit that I've seen in all my years as a researcher. It was about the size of one of those Action Man dolls, about a foot long, and it was a perfect miniature mummified human being. Now, it did...
Did you say a foot long? That was
only a foot long, yes.
Right.
Yeah, just over a span. And I've never seen such a perfect miniature. Usually, when... if there's been a tragedy and a baby's stillborn, then sometimes the mummified body in ancient Egypt, for example, would have been kept. But you can see instantly, because of the disproportionate size of the head and the very small body underneath it, that this was just a stillborn human infant. But this one had a normal-sized head in proportion to the body and the limbs. And it also had a very strange appearance, as though the face wasn't entirely human. And it made me think immediately of that film that they made of the autopsy that they conducted on the alien.
Yes, alien autopsy.
The alien autopsy. A very controversial story, but at the same time, there was a remarkable similarity between this little 12-inch high miniature human. As I said, it looked for all the world like a toy soldier doll that had been mummified. And I took photographs of it, and I had it in my hand, just to give an idea of the scale. And I went on the following day, of course, up to Roswell, which was where we were heading when we found White City, and showed the photographs. They gave copies of the photographs to the friends in the Roswell UFO Museum.
What did they think? Did they think it might have been an alien?
Well, they and I looked at it very carefully, and they're very sensible guys up there. And we were both shaking our heads and saying, well, that certainly doesn't look like the remains of a stillborn human child. The head is wrong. And it was a perfectly, nobody had made it. It was a perfectly genuine, natural, mummified thing. And the possibility that it was an alien is there. And of course, it makes you wonder whether, like, you know, the great E.T. film with E.T. phone home, whether a little alien had got himself lost somewhere in the district near Roswell, and that Roswell saucer story was Mum and Dad trying to find him.
That's incredible. That's a great story.
But there he is in White City, New Mexico.